Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back. We want to say thank you for tuning in with us. We're on point. Radio Phoenix, we're about to bring that out too. I'm your host, A Trey, and I have the incredible privilege of being with Lady Z and Lady Sincere.
Good morning.
And today we're going to talk it up just a little bit. There's a couple of things that we want to address. Want to bring something to the forefront. Image.
Yes. Yes.
Image. In our segment, FYI, I'm more than what I wear and much more than I have. I'll start with this. Beauty's only skin deep, but ugly's to the bone. Now, this is the beginning of an old saying, which simply let you know, if it was being recited to you, that you're superficial, vain, self-centered, self-absorbed, narcissistic, or even conceited. Those were all the traits one's mother used to say were not very ladylike, or better yet, made you aware of the fact that you were a person of a shallow disposition, which was never good. But does that same thing hold true today? Are our young women so hung up on being beautiful that they put aside the real prize in the shadows? The strength, self-worth, confidence, intelligence, and the poise of simply being a lady. We're going to address that right here today on Point. So how are you ladies doing today?
I am well. Thank you so much, Trey.
Well, I'm glad
good.
That I'm
you
glad you guys are with us. Ladies Sincere, how you feeling?
Doing good. I can't complain. And yourself?
Not bad. Not bad. I have no issues. I figure any morning I can wake up, I have no issues.
All right. Wake up with no complaints.
So no. Let's get the conversation started. First of all, I would like to say, this is Lady Z. I would like to say that there is more to me than what I wear and what's on top of my head. So, and in saying that, I want to say that so often we as Black women are already labeled as hot-headed, boisterous, obnoxious, problematic, drama queens. But not all of us fall into that category. Not all
right.
of us are like that. Not all of us are into the trends that are going on in today's society. Some of us are actually professional. We know how to conduct
uh-huh.
ourselves. We know how to be women when it's necessary to be a woman. And we know how to be mothers. And we know how to be friends. So there is way more to the inner person, to the inner Black woman, than a lot of what we're categorized as. So I want to break that myth first and foremost. What do you have to say, Lady Sincere, with regard to that?
Yes, ma'am. And for what I want to say, thank you for having me on. But it is true that you say that, because not every woman is up with the trend. Like for me, example. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with having your hair done, you're feeling good, you're looking good, you're smelling good. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm a simple kind of woman. I don't have to have, you know, this weave and this 32-piece and have this and have that. I actually have dread, and I feel comfortable with what I have. You know, even though some may not feel so comfortable with it, but you got to be comfortable with yourself. You know, I was a person that had perms ever since the age of probably maybe 10, up until maybe a couple years ago, but I realized that those perms were killing my hair. I'm talking about killing it, having split ends, my hair was always dry,
And I said, you know what, forget that. I need something that's more healthy. I'm not a person that gets up and curls and dies and flips and all that. Give me something simple that I can handle, because as what I said before, I'm a simple kind of female. My dress, they look beautiful on me, and I'm rocking them, you know. So I was doing some research on black women, and they said that we spend about a good 2 points. I want to get the number right here. Give me one moment. They said that we spend about a good $2.7 billion on hair care products.
$2.7 billion, and that's coming from
phillysvoice.com. That's a lot of money.
If I can interject right there. So
sure, go ahead.
$2 billion, but you can't go to college. $2 billion, but you don't own a house. $2 billion, and you don't own your car. $2 billion, and you wearing pants with holes in them. $2 billion, and you can't think about how to get your respect. $2 billion. And you can't take care of your kid. $2 billion. And you can't find a way to make your home a safer place. I'm
priority. You get to prioritize, and I get that.
Exactly. I mean, it's like you got a female, and I'm not bashing. Don't get me wrong. By no means am I bashing. I'm just addressing the outlandishly obvious. And it's cool, just like you said. I think that you should look good. It's your job to look good. Because, listen, every woman is the spirit of her surroundings. She is. When she's on top, her community is on top. When she feels good, her community feels good. When she's at her best, her community is at her best. And your community starts at home. Every guy who has a girl has always said, if mommy ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Okay, and so can I interject and say how I feel about myself will reflect or dictate how I look. Now, that I can say is definitely true for me. And I don't consider myself as a high-maintenance person, because I am one who will get in the mirror and learn how to do my hair and learn how to put my makeup on. And I've always learned from even when I was a little girl how to coordinate my clothes, because I had two big sisters that I could model myself after who were very into fashion. And so – and then I saw my own mother as I was growing up, who always went to work every day, always dressed decent and in order for the work environment. So I had some good role models to model myself after growing up. So, I mean,
but you got females out there that don't have that. And just like males.
I agree.
And just like males, you have to constantly every woman is a mom, whether she has children or not. Every woman is a sister, whether she has sisters or not. And every sister is an aunt to somebody. And empowerment for women comes from positive inflection from other women.
Exactly.
Because every female, every female that I've ever had, that I've ever had the history of knowing, has always said that. No man can define them. Okay, wonderful. Well, then there's a woman that can. And you start by being one of those women. Impact another young female. Let her know her self-worth. Now they got this stupid phrase, body shaming. What the funkadoodle?
Body shaming.
Really? So, yeah, so chick is a little thick. She a little thick around the thighs. Wonderful, joy, joy, joy.
Okay,
now,
you know what? And a lot of that terminology comes from today's society, too, you know, because that was not something that I worried about, or even I think people in my age group worried about growing up. Body shaming, that's a new terminology for today. That was never anything that we dealt with in the past, you know, in the 60s, I mean, well, in the 70s and the 80s growing up. No, that was never a thing. Body shaming? No. No.
That's a new term on me.
Yeah, you were either just thin or you were chunky, you know? Those were the main two terms that were used that I know. you know, but body shaming.
Aside from that, and now it's become something that's a staple in female society. And, you know, you don't hear body shaming about men. He was body shamed. Is it, man? Look, round is the shape. Damn it, you know. So.
No, that has to do with a lot of a woman's confidence in herself, though, because I'm like, no one can body shame me. No one can say, oh, look at Zanita, she's so skinny. Oh, my gosh. You know, I wouldn't feel ashamed by that. And even if I were chunky, I'm confident enough in how I look and how I dress myself when I go out in public.
The question is, how do you make that confidence? How do you transpose that confidence onto someone who's less confident? Lady Sincere, and by the way, if you're listening, I'm sorry, 347-855-8662, we would love to hear your opinion. We would love for you to chime in. Feel free to give us a call and give us some of your input too. Lady Sincere, you were saying?
Yes, sir. I was saying that you got to be confident with yourself. You know what I mean? You got to know within yourself that, hey, you look good. And some women don't have self-esteem. Some is high, some is low. You know what I mean? So for the ones that low, they'll do anything they can just to make themselves feel good and be a part. But feel good about yourself. Love you. You know, because I've got several stares from how my hair is. But as long as I feel good with it, as long as I like it, that's all that matters. I'm not asking nobody else to like it or to have favor in it, because it's me that's paying for it. It's me that's rocking it. So, you know, you got to be confident and feel comfortable with yourself. Before you can do anything else, but also prioritizing is very important too. Because like what you said earlier, A-Trey, if you can do $2.7 billion on hair care, then you can go ahead and do college. You can do other things as well. Invest into yourself. How about that? That's a positive
yes.
one. But
no.
You
can
know,
I say this? Can I say this? We as women, we get beat down a lot because we put so much priority on hair, nails, and what we wear. But from what I understand, that's because we've been led to believe that that's what that's what's attractive to a man. That's what we are led to believe a man is looking at, because men are visual. And for a lot of women, that's the goal, is to attract a male, you know, to make sure that we can be appealing to somebody. So I don't find that it's a problem that women want to have their nice hair, get their weaves done, or have relaxed hair, or put on their makeup. I mean, I think because all of that has to do with the whole package. It's the whole package. And how I feel about myself is ultimately going to reflect how I look. I love myself. I care about how I look, and I always want to be decent and in order when I walk in public. So I know that I like having on a little bit of makeup. I know that I like having on a nice outfit. I know that I like doing my hair.
Is it more than that, though? Is it more than that? It's not just the look.
It's not just the look, but I'm saying that that's the whole package of it. And so the flip side of that would be the person, the woman who can do all those things, but also has the confidence, also has some intelligence about her, also knows how to be professional, also knows how to laugh and has a good sense of humor, also knows how to, you know, be a mother and bring home the bacon at the same time. It is the entire package, is what I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a question. You have these individuals. They're doing their thing. Wonderful joy. Great. So you look good. Matters a damn. But if you got a nasty spirit, that sucks.
It don't matter.
I need to talk to somebody who has
very
a little bit
true.
Of intelligence. I don't give a damn how good you look. If you come out
very
your mouth
true.
Raggedy. If you come out your mouth raggedy, that's not for me. If you can't help
I agree
me
with you,
get Craig. Better,
I agree with you.
That's not for me. If you can't support me, that's not for me. If you can't lift me up, that's not for me. Because I know if you can't do it for me, you couldn't do it for our kids. You can't do it for your
exactly.
family. And that's what's missing today.
I agree.
What's missing today is the ability for people all around, people to empower other people. You know,
yes.
I don't think that they, I think that that's a forgotten art. I think
yeah.
that people forgot the power of a compliment. I think people have pushed aside the ability to uplift others. I think that people forget the structure of charity.
Yes.
Were
that's
saying,
true.
Ladies,
I think that, you know, and I'm sorry, not to cut you short, but I think that women, yeah. just not women of color, just women, period, whether if you're white, you're black, you're Asian, Hispanic, whatever the case may be, help uplift each other. You know what I mean? If you compliment another woman, that don't mean that you like her or that you're trying to do something to her. There's nothing wrong with us uplifting each other. You know what I mean? We're so quick to put down each other, and yet we're all the same. We're all women. Yes, we're different. We're a different kind of maybe a different kind of culture or breed or whatnot, but we're still women. So why not
yes.
uplift and help each other? You know what I mean? And that's what we need more of, especially in the black community for sure. But we need more upliftment, more positive words, you know, more compliments. You know, they even go for your guy. I mean, make your girl feel good. Like, she went to get her hair done and got a nice outfit smelling good. Make her look good. I mean, make her feel good, I should say.
I agree, and I can say for myself that I have a circle of friends that are very complimentary towards me when they see me, and as well, I do the same for them in return when we see each other. You know, so I'm glad to say that I have that circle of friends in my circle that are very complimentary. When we see each other, we always say, girl, you look good. I love the hair. I love this, you know, and at the same time, I know that these women go to work every day. I know that they are also moms, and so I can say I'm blessed in that arena that I do have a circle of friends who are very complimentary, who are very professional, and who are just everyday people doing their thing.
Oh, yeah.
How do you implement a positive attitude, a positive behavior back into the community amongst other young women? What steps will you take to do that, how do you make them stronger? How do you empower them? How do you enrich them? That's the thing. I mean, as a man, it's easy for me to tell you, hey, do blah, 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 blah. And something that happens more often than any time is a woman might become offended. You know, weak-minded men become offended when another man tells him, hey, dog, the best way to fix that car is if you do this. He's like, what? I know how to fix my car. No, you have it. The first thing he does, oh, really? What else do you have? Youth is impetuous. Youth is non-bending. It doesn't want to listen, you know, but sound judgment addressed to you, that makes a difference. So my question is, ladies, how do you make that young lady who feels like internet bullying is a thing because she doesn't fit a certain model? You know, how do you tell that young lady who's a size 13 at the age of 13 that she's still worth, that she still has, that she's still significant? How do you change those things?
Well, I will say it has to go back from what she's being told at home. If that young lady who is a little chunky, if that's been, you know, you don't know if how your children are going to turn out as they get older, you know, but it all starts from home. You know, if that father has a good connection with his daughter, he's the one that should initiate telling her, Daddy loves you. Daddy thinks you're beautiful. She's going to need to hear that throughout her growth, you know, from a child all the way up to a preteen, to a teenager, to when she gets ready to walk down the aisle, you know. And then also she needs to surround herself around positive people, because people who actually love you, they actually are going to say good things to you, regardless of how you look, because we tend to look at outside appearances as humans, but we need to be looking at what their hearts are like, you know, what people's hearts are like. Are they generous? Do they know how to talk to you? Do they compliment you? Do they know how to be complimentary to other people? Are they helpful? We need to see more than just what's on the outside of people so that it can transfer into, you know, their overall person so that they'll be able to give that to somebody else. We got to be able to do it, you know, from within the home so that they can be able to receive that outside of the home.
Oh, yeah, and like you said, Lady Z, that's a true statement. It has to be shown from home, and it has to be done from a little age. And so when they grow up, they already know that no matter what you say or do, you can't break my self-esteem because I've been trying to, just a little bitty girl, to love myself, to be confident in self, that everything's going to be A-okay with me. And a lot of our youth are not being taught that. You know, you got a lot of broken homes and so forth. So it starts at home, but start telling your child little kind words. Or, you know, you look nice today, or you look beautiful. Or show them how it's supposed to be done. A lot of times we think that kids are supposed to know. They just don't know these things automatically. Show them how things are supposed to be done. You know what I mean? Be confident.
For young boys who might have a self-esteem problem, we as mothers have to give them that boost and say, hey man, you need to know how to open up doors. You need to know how to, you know, treat women like women. You know, you need to know how to, you are the second man in charge behind your father. You are the second man in charge behind your father, you know, and boost their self-esteem too. Oh, you took out the garbage today? Mommy loves you for that. That is a great thing. I appreciate you for doing that. You know, oh, you got an A on your report card. Boom, you are doing it. We got to give them those positive affirmations as they get things done so that they can build up a healthy self-esteem, you know, and know that they're doing the right thing.
I agree.
Something I look at is this. You have a mission. You have an obligation, a responsibility to change every place you go into. You should never leave the same way that you come into a place. You should never leave the same way when you go out. When right now there's somebody listening, and people, feel free to give us a call, 347-855-8662. We'd love to hear your voice. There are people listening right now. The moment that you stop listening, you've already changed. Think about that. You've already changed. And so now you look at it and you say, hey, I want to be able to impact something more positive. You know, I want to be able to address someone in a professional manner aside from this street slang. You see, your gear, it doesn't matter. So you got on a Versace dress wear, evening gown, wonderful, door joy, and you got on a Ruben Sattler's clutch holding that. You have on Terrell and Michael Davis jewelry. Wonderful, great, wonderful, door joy. And then somebody said, well, how are you doing today? Well, you know how it is. I'm all right, you know. I feel great and stuff, you know, because when I got up this morning, boom, I was shining. No. You got to be more than what you wear. And if you are 15 shades darker than midnight, why in the hell are you rocking blonde hair? Who is that for?
Stop it.
Who is that for? Hey, look, listen, I'll tell you. I have my nose. I have a pug nose. Wonderful, joy. I own that, you know. But there are moments when I'm outlandishly cute, and the thing is I'm comfortable with my flaws. They when they eat at me, they eat at just me. The public will never see that. Only those people that love me, that are close to me, know. Okay, he's self conscious of these things, but the public doesn't need to see that.
To your point. I'm sorry. Not all of us are into those trends either. Some of us wear different things on our heads, you know, weaves and whatever, because we have legitimate hair issues. There is that percentage of women who are doing it because they do actually have legitimate hair issues. It is not because, oh, we're trying to look like Beyonce, or we're trying to imitate this person, or we're trying to look like Rihanna. some of us actually do have legitimate hair issues. So I just wanted to put that out there, that not everybody is into it just because it's the trend thing.
Listen, here's something that I believe, I'm a firm believer in. Every single day, per day, when you wake up in the morning, if you just threw on a pair of drawers and a T-shirt and walked outside and went to work, then, yeah, that's for you. But the moment that you put on a pair of pants and you make sure that they're clean, that your chonies are clean, that your hair is just right, that there's no eye goo in the corner of your left and right eyeball, that your breath don't stink, that your nails are clean, that they look good, that you do have, it doesn't have to be, you know, Earl Scheib type of paint job on your fingernails and toenails, but they clean. You know, you can have a Mako type one. That's wonderful. That's for other people. That's not just for you. A part of taking pride in yourself is being able to take pride in your ability to present yourself to the public. That's just the way it is. Don't be insulted, young lady, if I look at you while I'm walking down the aisle of the supermarket and in the frozen foods department, and then I say, my God, you have spillage. Yes, you're wearing a size 3 blouse when you are 38 triple D on the top, and your love handles are touching the backside of your knee. Yes, I am going to look.
Yes.
Put it together. Put something that's more appropriate for you, that's befitting for you,
I'll say it like
that's
this.
Complimenting to you. And everybody else
like
who, I'm sorry?
No, I'll cut you off, but I'll say it like this here. You get upset when a man calls you a B, a H, or what have you. You know what I mean? But don't dress like it and don't act like it. You know what I mean? Because I would get offended too if a man called me out of those things. But if you know you're not that, then don't worry about it. But don't dress and act like one. You know what I mean? And then you get mad. Like, this is what you're saying. If you know you're a 38 and you wear a size 3, come on, you want me to clown you. You want me to say something to you. Because evidently you didn't see yourself before you left the house this morning.
Yes. It's like the guys. I'm like, listen, your dreads are dirty. They think you're a thug. You're wearing your shorts below your behind. They think you're a thug. You're walking down the street with a belt on your pants that's wrapped around your thigh, where the crotch is just below your kneecap, and you got to hold it up. You pull it up, tighten the belt, and then pull it back down. What the Funkenstein is that?
That don't make no sense. That's a damn shame.
And the thing is, that's a damn shame. Now, here's the thing. The first thing that they look at is your image. They say first impressions are the most. I believe I'm a second impression person, because you can catch me on my first impression the first day, and I look like hell stick pan baskets with about a toast. I just look terrible. My disposition is bad. You don't know what I want.
This is everything.
Hey, listen. But when I step out into the public, I'm always publicly presentable. That's my thing. Because I don't rep just myself. I represent my mother who raised me, my father who mentored me, my friends who surround me, my God who lifts me, you know what I mean? My loved ones who depend on me, my friends who admire or adore me, and I do the same for them. I'm more than just me whenever I'm in the public, and that's what I'm saying to you. Young woman, young lady, little girl, be better for yourself, and that will shine for everybody. Listen.
And in closing, can I say this?
Please.
In closing, we are all likened to the butterfly. Why? Because it starts out as a caterpillar, and then it transforms into something beautiful. The transformation only ends when you become satisfied who you've become.
And thank you for that. Well, ladies, gentlemen, we appreciate you guys listening. Ladies Sincere, we appreciate you. Ms. Z, we appreciate you. Raise your glasses. Bottom to the top. Remember, every idea is grand. Every thought is warranted. And for every step you take and for every endeavor you make, may they always be On point.
On point.